The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most curious words in the Bible is also one of the most common words, namely, behold, behold. We hear it again and again in the infancy narratives in the Gospel of Luke. The angel says to Mary, "Behold." Mary responds to the angel, "Behold." Because it is so common, though, we forget how curious it is, and we can take it for granted. Merriam-Webster dictionary defines the word behold as to perceive through sight or apprehension, to see. But when the Bible uses the word behold, it means more than merely to see with the eyes. It invites us to see with the heart. To behold, in the biblical sense, therefore, requires an interior vision, to see with the eyes of faith. To behold is to believe. When Mary said in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord," she was inviting us to see her with the eyes of faith as more than a humble peasant girl from Palestine. More than 400 years later, in the year 431, at the Council of Ephesus, Mary would be declared to be Theotokos, which in Greek means God-bearer or mother of God. In other words, the Council of Ephesus was saying, "Behold, Mary, the mother of God." To behold not only helps us to see God better, it helps us to see each other more clearly, beginning with Mary. To behold is to believe. In the first reading from the Song of Songs, two similar words are used that are a lot like behold. And by the way, the Song of Songs is romantic, beautiful love poetry in the Old Testament, a hymn between the lover and the beloved, between God and humanity. And so in Songs chapter 2, verse 8, the beloved, humanity, says, "Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills." Later, the lover, God, answers in chapter 2, verse 11, "For see, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth." Both the words "hark" and "for see" could be replaced by "behold," because both the beloved and the lover want the other to see with the heart more than with the head. That is to behold and to believe in their love. At the risk of oversimplification, I am convinced that the word "behold" gets to the heart of the mystery of Christmas. How so? Well, many people saw the birth of Jesus that first Christmas. Some only saw with the eyes in their head, while others looked on with the eyes of faith. They beheld and they believed. You know, people often ask me, Father John, how is it that the Jews missed Jesus as the Messiah? Have you ever pondered that question? When you consider all the prophecies, all the parallels, all the prefigurations in the Old Testament that all point to Jesus like a huge neon sign, how could anyone miss the Messiah? One answer to that question is that they see, but they do not behold. Because to behold is to believe. The same question could be asked of many Christians today. In only 4 days, billions of Catholics all over the world will celebrate Christmas. But how many will merely see? While how many will truly behold? That is, how many will come to the crib of Christ, the child, with the interior vision of faith and behold and believe? How many of us will be caught up by the commercialism of Christmas and, like the Jews of the first century, miss the Messiah? But we don't have to wait till Christmas to behold and to believe. In just a few minutes, at every Mass, the priest echoes the angel Gabriel and Mother Mary in the Gospel of Luke. He repeats the words of the beloved and the lover in the Song of Songs. He holds up the sacred host and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold, him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." In a sense, at every Mass, we celebrate a little Christmas. Christ is born for us again in a manger where he becomes bread that feeds the world. We are told, "Behold." But do we believe? Praise be Jesus Christ.